Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill up above the town, Uncle Ben played the fiddle, Lord of Hyde Ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. That's the chorus to the late Bill Monroe's song called Uncle Ben. I'm singing it because this week marks what would have been Mr. Monroe's 100th birthday. If you heard the story about his life and legacy on All Things Considered this past Tuesday, then you know all about how he and banjo player Earl Scruggs pretty much invented the style of music we call bluegrass. But this week we got a double dose of bluegrass birthdays because it also marks the 40th birthday of the Walnut Valley Festival down in Winfield. In fact, folks who live in Winfield just refer to the festival as bluegrass. They'll say things like, "Are you going to bluegrass this year?" Or maybe, "I was over at bluegrass and I heard the greatest version of Pig in a Pen by a little 13-year-old singer from Bucksnort, Tennessee that I've ever heard in my life." Well, to be sure, the Walnut Valley Festival is no longer a bluegrass festival per se. They feature all sorts of acoustic music these days. But it started out as a bluegrass festival, and it's safe to say if Bill Monroe hadn't fathered bluegrass music, there would be no Walnut Valley Festival. Late in the evening at Winfield Town, down at the Cowley County Fairground, you can listen to the music that we all love so, and you might hear the ghost of Bill Monroe. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.